On a quiet wooded cul-de-sac in Ada, Michigan, there's a house that's attracting a lot of attention. Like its neighbors, it's big, 3,700 square feet, with six bedrooms and a three-stall garage. The inside is bright, decorated in light, neutral colors with lots of windows and gleaming hardwood floors. But that's not what's drawing the crowd to this open house. What really makes this house unique is what's in the air. Or maybe I should say, what isn't in the air.
We call this health house because this is the best example of indoor air quality possible.
Janine Reynolds is with the American Lung Association. She says the nationwide health house program began 8 years ago to raise awareness of the indoor environment. With asthma on the rise, Reynolds says it's more important than ever to teach people how to create the best possible air inside their homes. The Lung Association works with builders to design homes that make the indoor environment a priority. Reynolds says the Lung Association doesn't pay the builders, but instead consults with them before and during construction and puts their seal of approval on the homes. Today, there are 24 health houses across the country, with more than half located in the Great Lakes region.
Anyone who has any breathing problem at all would appreciate a health house, but we all need it. We need to be in a home that is free of dust, allergens, pollen. We need to be careful.
Along with things like bacteria and molds, you could be breathing indoor air contaminated with radon, carbon monoxide, and other dangerous substances. Formaldehyde is another threat. It's a suspected human carcinogen, and formaldehyde emissions can come from lots of ordinary things, like paint, wallpaper, and particle board. James Strobridge is an industrial hygienist and an indoor air quality expert. He says once people are exposed, the symptoms can range from mild to severe.
Irritation to the eyes, upper respiratory system, bronchial area, those are all common symptoms to formaldehyde exposure. If a person is real sensitive to it, they'll actually start developing the skin rashes and those types of things. They'll have headaches. And these will be headaches where you can take your Excedrin or whatever you take for a headache and it won't touch it. I mean, they're pretty severe.
The builders of this health house specifically chose safer materials, like exterior-grade plywood instead of particle board, to construct the subfloors. Another problem area can be carpeting. The backing or adhesive may emit formaldehyde, and the carpet itself can harbor dust and send microscopic fibers into the air. But Janine Reynolds says there are healthy choices available.
We're using all the same carpet throughout the house. This is a low-nap carpet, looped fibers, so that you don't have dust and fibers coming out into the air that you're breathing into your lungs.
Every element that goes into constructing a health house is carefully examined. But architect Dennis Johnson says you don't have to have a healthy paycheck to build a healthy house. Johnson says it only adds about 5% to the overall cost.
I mean, because if you're given a blank check, I mean, you can do anything. We weren't given a blank check. We were given a market, a street, and had to produce a product that was marketable. We obviously were successful. We sold the home.
And Johnson says there's an added benefit to building with indoor air quality in mind, because many of the same features that make this house healthier also contribute to its super energy efficiency. Take, for example, the insulation. In this case, the builders used a product called isonine. It's a liquid plastic that expands to 100 times its original volume, filling even the smallest nooks and crannies from basement to attic. That means outdoor pollutants, allergens, and molds are kept at bay, while at the same time the insulation is sealing out drafts and keeping down heating costs. In fact, this house earned the Environmental Protection Agency's highest possible score in evaluating energy efficiency. The 5-star rating means the homeowners will save about 30% over the energy costs of a typical new home. But Janine Reynolds says there's one catch to such a well-insulated home.
The phrase the builders are using, and we like it, is insulate tight, ventilate right.
The ventilation system takes on a key role in a healthy house. This one draws in fresh air from outside, filters it, and humidifies it to optimal levels. The system then circulates the purified air throughout the entire home, making 3 complete air exchanges per hour. But Reynolds adds you don't have to build a brand new house to have a healthier house. You can take the same ideas and incorporate them when you remodel. And if you're concerned about your indoor air quality, the American Lung Association has a list of technicians who can test your home for indoor hazards. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Ada, Michigan.